Local Radio is back, and you're listening to it right now. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
12 minutes left to go here in the first half. Welcome back to the beginning of the second quarter of play. Shelby County leading Collins 6-3. Collins has it, second and long. The handoff is to Stucker in the backfield. Breaks a tackle now out toward midfield and over the 50-yard line into Rocket territory. About a 10-yard run there on second and long for Zach Stucker. Will make it now third down and manageable at the 40. Wow, they spot him back at about the 48-yard line. So 9 yards on second down will bring up third down and three.
You know, that was a great run by Stucker. You know, it's got it up where Collins has a third and three. It's very manageable where you can go with a run or the pass.
Collins offense tonight now moving from right to left in front of us. Looks over to head coach Jerry Lucas. Stucker to Lucas's right. Bradford lined up to his left. Two wideouts to the right side of the formation. Snap. Given to Stucker with all kinds of room here on the near sideline. He'll have the first down at about the 42-yard line where he's brought down.
We've got a flag in the defensive backfield.
There's a flag on the far sideline at about the 30-yard line. Personal foul against Shelby County. I didn't see that. That was away from the play.
I think it was dead ball after the play, and I think the two guys were going back there still just going at it and throwing a block off. I don't think there's no intent out there by either player.
So the first down run from Stucker and then a personal foul against the Rockets will move the football down inside the 30 to the 27-yard line for Collins, where they'll have it first and 10. Just underway here in the second quarter. Shelby County leading 6-3. Sakari Toole, the wide receiver here on the near side of the set, trips to the right. Stucker, Klinakis, and Harris. Lucas hands it off to Bradford. All kinds of room up the middle of the field. Now cuts back to the left and a block. Great block. That's going to be a block in the back. I thought it was a great block, but he wasn't in the back. Bradford cut back to the left side, and Sakari Toole cracked back on Ethan Goree, and the head official was right there at the 19 and tossed the laundry down, and this run will come back.
You know, Toole knows he did it. You know, after he did it, he went over and picked Ethan up. You know, they had a little pat on the backside for one another.
It was a good little show of sportsmanship there from Toole. It is a block in the back, so with a flag down at the 19, should bring this one back just outside.
It's going to be about first and 12.
Yeah. Put it down at the 28, so it actually is going to be it's going to be about 11 to go. Oh, now they back it up another yard, so it's to the 29. You're right, first and 12. 10:46 to go, first and 12. Bradford in the backfield with Lucas. Shotgun snap. Lucas back to pass, looking down the sideline, has a man, and in the end zone, caught for the touchdown, Deshaun McBroom. A 5'9 wide receiver, area number 13, caught the 29-yard pass from J.R. Lucas, the first touchdown of the night for Collins, and they go back ahead.
I mean, that was a great football play right there. Trevon Bailey had great coverage on him, sort of reached around Trevon and pulled that one in for a touchdown.
They went right after Devontae Chandler's position, who came out after the penalty. The extra point here from Bates is up and good. And so it's 10:40 to go here in the first half. Collins on top, 10-6. We step away. This is high school football on WXLN.
Zaxby's food has always brought people together, catering to the big moments, the little wins, the long talks,
and the quick getaways. Because food this inviting is bound to add a lot of flavor to your life.
Introducing the Zaxx Pack. Served with chicken fingers, sides, Texas toast, and iced tea. Pick one up for dinner or your next event. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's of Shelbyville underwrites WXLN Radio. Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Thanks Perry's Auto Sales for their support. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville has been in business over 20 years and is a quality used car lot specializing in used vehicles with on-the-lot financing available. Perry's Auto Sales is located at 219 Main Street in Shelbyville. Their phone number is 633-0028. Perry's Auto Sales in Shelbyville supports Rockets and Titan Sports. Need a quality used car at a price you can afford? Then stop in at Perry's Auto Sales and have a look around.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNRadio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLNLP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
10-6 our score. Webb Bates kicks this one in the vicinity of Aaron Edwards, who cannot get it in and out of his hands, bounces off of him, and Collins will recover the kickoff. Shelby County, had they recovered it, would have had it at about the 35, but Jaron Edwards could not haul it in. Collins recovers it at the 36-yard line, and they will have now their third possession of the first half.
That's just what Coach Lucas likes, getting those quick turnarounds. You and Coach Chipley talked about it last night, how big advantage that is. Defense going to have to bow up right here.
First and 10, Collins on the turnover. First of the game on the fumbled reception on the kickoff from Jaron Edwards, leading 10-6. 10:36 to go here in the second quarter. Lucas in the shotgun, dropping back to pass on first down. Looking down the right side of the field, has a man again. In and out of his hands, caught it again. Sakari Toole on the touchdown reception. Bobbled the catch initially, was able to hold on to it as he crossed the plane, and that's another score for Collins.
That was straight sending guy down through there. Shelby had two guys that just couldn't catch him. Not much of coverage defense.
Toole bobbled the ball, brought it back in stride, 36 yards on the touchdown reception, and Webb Bates comes on to try to tally on the extra point.
It never fails. You get a turnover or something like that first play, boom, you're going to go for it.
Kick is up and good from Bates with 10:31 left to go. Collins extends their lead 17-6 over Shelby County. We step away again. This is Rocket Football on WXLN.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned and operated community pharmacy. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the whole family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy underwrites WXLN.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNRadio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLNLP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Football is on the radio. The leaves are falling, and we're proud to be your hometown radio station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
7-6 our score. Welcome back here to Shelby County High School. Titans take advantage of a botched kickoff return from the Rockets. And they'll pop kick it again right at Jaron Edwards. He lets this one bounce. Carias has to come up and get it on one hop. And boy, oh boy, the Rockets are lucky to get that one there, as Carias came up and caught it off one hop, and the Rockets will take over first and 10 as they spot it down at the 34-yard line.
Gigi and Jose had a little talk going out there, and I think Jose told him not to back up, let it go, and I'll come in behind you. And we'll see that again.
10:06 to go here in the second quarter, 17-6 our score. Second possession of the game for the Rockets. O'Hare going to keep it coming to the near side, and he'll have positive yardage, about a 3-yard gain after the 38-yard line before being brought down.
I'll tell you what, they're really going after football. Zach Tucker did an excellent job trying to reach in there, taking the ball from Collins, and Collins holding on to it tight.
They're going to do that tonight. They've done a nice job of forcing turnovers all year long. And that'll be the way that they'll try to win this game if Shelby County turns it over. It'll be second down and a long six. O'Hare keeps it again. He'll be snuffed out in the backfield, trying to get back to the line of scrimmage, but going to be a loss of about one on first, on second down.
Two names we mentioned in the pregame, Stucker and Harvin, closed that down. Now, Collins defense had the time set over there to make some adjustments on what Shelby did that first drive.
It actually turned out to be no gain on second down. So this brings up third down and six. They've got to get out across the 44-yard line for the first. O'Hare takes a snap, going to keep it, coming to the near side. Can't pitch it. He's wrapped up in the backfield. This will be a loss on the play. And that'll force the Rockets to punt this one away. Boy, nothing doing there. The Rockets really liked it on that first drive to have O'Hare go ahead and pull it away from the fullback, but Collins made the adjustment here on this drive and a quick possession for the Rockets.
Arvin and Nicky did a nice job on the corner over here.
O'Hare is back to punt. Clock stopped at 9:55. Snap is good. O'Hare running to the near side, rugby-style punt. Gets it bouncing down toward the 21-yard line before it's down by Jose Carrias. No return. And the Titans take over first down and 10 from the 22-yard line.
You know, Colin, something to look at, he had a chance to go up that sideline right there. Wasn't the greatest field position, but, you know, we're deep in the playoffs right here, and he had the opportunity. I'm sure that's something they'll talk to him about.
17-6 the score. Collins leads. 9:53 to go here in the first half. At their own 22-yard line, Lucas has one back to his left. That's Stucker. He'll keep it, though, after the fake, running to the near side, over the 30, and run out of bounds across the 35-yard line in a first down run for the quarterback, Lucas.
That's a nice job of the offensive line up front for the Titans. Just sealed off everybody on the other side. Then JR with a nice run up the left side.
We need to see where they'll spot him down. It's actually to the 34-yard line where he went out of bounds. Clock stopped at 9:44. First and 10. Two running backs, one to each side of Lucas. Two wide outs to the right, one to the left. Coming to the near side, this is going to be Nick Eads on the carry. And he'll have it for about a gain of, maybe about 4 or 5. I don't know where they see. The far side official standing up by the 40, but this near side official standing back by the 37. So, yeah, now it's at the 37-yard line, about a gain of 3 on first down.
Right now, Collins' offensive line is getting a lot of good push up front.
Clock moving at 9:10 left to go in the first half. 17-6, Titans lead. Three wideouts to the right side of this formation. A.J. Bradford lined up to the left of Lucas. High snap. They give it to Lucas, and a flag going to be down on the play. And motion against Collins will be a 5-yard penalty. That'll bring up second down and about 12. They put it back at the 32-yard line.
Coach Shipley and Coach Matthews talking to Jose when he's marking it off on what they're seeing from the sideline and trying to give him an indication of what's going on.
Clock rolling under 9 minutes to go as they sub A.J. Bradford out. Zach Stucker comes back in. Three wideouts in this formation. Nick Eads in the slot. Klonakis, the middle receiver. Cam Harris on the far sideline. Zachary Toole, the lone receiver, to the near side. Shotgun snap, handoff to Stucker. Breaks the tackle, and now he's into the secondary over the 40-yard line. And what could have been a short run on a missed tackle there from William Davis of the Rockets. Stucker made him miss. got it out to the 42-yard line, and that'll bring up third down and short.
That's a nice run by Zyke. Doing some sidestepping up through there and just running really hard and aggressive.
Titans have to get it over the 44-yard line, so third down and two. Running back to each side of Lucas. High snap. He's got to go up and get it. And Carias comes in the backfield and wraps him up along with Keon Stone back at the 40-yard line. About a 2-yard loss on third down. That high snap had, boy, that had a lot, to, I think, to do with that one there, Tom. Lucas not the not the most tallest of quarterbacks back there, so anything that's a high snap to say maybe an average quarterback.
It was a high snap. But
yeah.
Chubby got some push up there that time. Fourth and four, and Collins is lining up for the punt.
Bates back in punt formation. Clock moving, 7:10 to go here in the first half. Collins leads 17-6. Good snap to Bates. Punts this one away. A beautiful kick. Fair catch called for by Keon Stone back at the 20-yard line, and the Rockets take over first and 10 here with 6:56 to go in the first half.
You know, that was a 40-yard punt, but that thing was a high spiral. Keon did the right thing. Fair catched it, watched it all the way in.
Rockets offense comes back out. And mark it down between the 20 and 21. Shelby County scored on their opening possession. Second drive stalled, punted it away back to Collins. Collins' last drive, of course, stalling here. Shelby County's third possession of this first half. Trailing 17-6. The shotgun snap given to Carias on the handoff. Still fighting in the middle of the line for forward progress. Get him out to about the 24-yard line. About a 4-yard gain on first down.
That's a good little hard run up through there. You know, Jose's going to keep running until he hears the whistle.
Collins leading 17-6. One wide out to the far side. Stone coming in motion to the near side. They give it to Carias, who got tackled in the backfield. Coming toward the line of scrimmage, they mark him for a yard gain out to the 25. Isaiah White. Big fella on the interior D-line for Collins. 6'1", 330. Senior with that tackle. And this will bring up another third down and six for Shelby County. Shotgun snap, shotgun formation here as O'Hare takes it, pitches it on the sweep, and flag on the play is a motion penalty against the Rockets. So they'll back this up. They'll make it third down and 11, or about the 20-yard line. You see,
must be some wideouts moving or something.
Who the motion was against.
I guess he called one on Collins. He had to call one on us, too.
It'll be third and 11. Ball spotted at the 20-yard line. Clock moving here at 5 minutes, 32 seconds.
You know, these are situations Shelby County's got to stay out of. Third and long.
Davis goes in motion. O'Hare back to pass, rolling to the near side, stepping up, looking for room to run. He's going to be wrapped up over the 20-yard line and brought down for a short gain. Not nearly enough for a first down. Zach Stucker and Darius Williams in on the stop for Collins. Then Shelby County going to be forced to punt this one away.
Shelby County got in a long situation, and Collins just sort of played back, played in the zone, covered up, and Collins had nowhere to throw it.
Didn't get out of bounds, so the clock's still moving here, just under 5 minutes to play in the first half. O'Hare will be in punt formation. Good snap. Low kick. Got it rolling, but not going to go very far. Good coverage there on the kick. That was Darius Williams that almost got a hand on it.
Darius Williams made a nice job coming through the line quickly, and Colin had to kick that one low. Great field position for the Titans.
Ball is spotted down in Shelby County territory at the 43-yard line, a net punt of about 6 yards. Rockets trailing 17-6 here. Collins has it back. Lucas with Zach Stucker lined up to his left, looking to pass on first down. Has Stucker in the flat. Oh, almost picked off as Ethan Goree was in coverage. Got some, got two hands on it, popped in and out of his, out between his numbers and falls incomplete.
He's got a great read, great jump on that thing. Stucker was wide open, sort of wheeling down the sideline. He saw it, jumped the route, and sort of lunged to try to catch it and just missed it.
So Collins fortunate there not to have the turnover. Second down and 10 from the Rockets 43. Snap back, Lucas looking for room to run in the middle of the line. Tiptoes up over the 40-yard line before being tackled close to the 36.
It's pretty good defense by the Rockets and great running. But J.R., we closed off the run play, and J.R. sort of had to stop, wait for something to sort of cut it back in there and got as much as he could, and it was a nice game.
Clock moving at 4:05, going to be third down and about four. Ball spotted down at the 37-yard line. Lucas in the gun. Stucker to his left. Fakes it to Stucker, rolling to his right, looking downfield. Has a man streaking down the sideline, and it is caught in the end zone. Touchdown, Collins.
Another great catch by Tool. Devontae Chandler had him man for man. Just a great catch.
Deshaun McBroom on the reception there, number 13 for Collins, the 5'9 junior receiver. On the reception for the touchdown, and Collins pulling away here in the first half with under 4 minutes to go, 23-6. Extra point awaits. Good snap, good hold, kick is up and good. 24-6. Collins has scored 18 unanswered to take the lead from Shelby County. This is high school football on WXLR.
So much can change in life, but a happy, healthy smile, that can stay with you the whole way. At Morton's and Family Dental, we've fostered healthy smiles for two generations, lifetimes of care and expertise. With convenient locations, evening and Saturday hours, insurance acceptance, and even financing programs, our family's here when you need us. Morton's and Family Dental, family-friendly dental. Call 502-244-9595 today or visit MortensonFamilyDental.com.
Morton's and Family Dental with two locations in Shelbyville and one in Simpsonville underwrite WXLN Radio.
Paul Taylor Funeral Home, Shelbyville and Taylorsville is proud to support Rockets and Titan Sports. Steve Collins and his staff know that our children are our future and believe in our local sports programs and supporting our local community. It's important for all of us to take pride in our school system and support our students in any way we can. Good luck to all of our sports programs this year. Paul Taylor Funeral Home underwrites WXLN programming.
Your Rockets and Titans Sports Station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNradio.com.
Titans lead 24-6 here. 3:47 left in the first half. The ensuing kickoff awaits from Webb Bates. Another pop kick. Fair catch called for by William Davis. Great field position here as he hauls it in at the 36-yard line. And the Rocket offense here, Tom, with just under 4 minutes to go, is going to really need, I think, to find something here before heading into halftime.
We need to get the ball moving. I think it's important that we keep the ball the rest of the half. Coach Lucas, he's got that offense rolling over there, and the best way to beat him right now and slow him down is to hold the football just like we did in the first quarter.
So the Rocket offense, after scoring on their first possession, has gone cold here. Trailing now 24-6. O'Hare comes out in the shotgun, sends Davis in motion to the far side. Going to keep it, coming to the near side. Going to pitch it now here on the option keep to Davis, looking for room. It has some out across the 40 and out to the 43-yard line on first down, a gain of about six.
Nice little run by William. He got the ball deep in the backfield. Got a 7-yard gain, but probably had about a 15-yard run.
They put it down at the 43-yard line, so it'll be second down and five. Rockets have got to get out to the 47 for the first down. Davis goes in motion again. Give it to Moorhead with nowhere to go here, trying to push toward the 45. I think they'll give him the 45 on forward progress, but that's it.
This time we got third and two. That's very manageable. Where we can run, continue to run the triple option and try to get the first down.
Third down and two. The Rockets desperately need a first down here with 2:40 left to go in the first half, trailing 24-6. Stone comes in motion. They try to hard count. Collins not biting. They send Davis in motion. Give it to Moorhead. Ball comes out, and a fumble on the play recovered by Collins. Well, if you drew up the worst thing that could have happened on that play, that's probably it. Short of going the other way for a touchdown, Collins picks up the botched handoff between O'Hare and Moorhead, and that is the second turnover of the game for Shelby County. And they give it to Collins here, recovered at the 43-yard line of Shelby County with 2:21 left to go.
It wouldn't surprise me to see him go deep down the right side right here off the get-go.
Zachary Toole has Ethan Goree lined up man-to-man on the near side. They give it to Stucker coming to the left side here. And he'll be wrapped up and tackled at about the 40-yard line.
Armstrong and Ethan Goree on the stop.
Put the ball down between the, well, right at the 39-yard line, excuse me. And 2 minutes now left to go in the first half.
The Rockets defense has been on the field a bunch this quarter.
Tight formation, something we haven't seen so far from this Collins offense on second down and six. Back to passes Lucas. No, he'll step up in the pocket looking for room to run. Cameron Armstrong has him wrapped up and taken down in the backfield. Nice pursuit there from the Rockets defense as they run Lucas out of bounds back at about the 43, 44-yard line. See where they give the spot to. Ooh, wow, that's awfully generous. Back up to the 41. They had him well back behind the original line of scrimmage. And so it'll bring up third down in about 8 yards. Ball spotted at the 41 for Collins. Lucas all alone in the backfield, standing at his own at the Rockets' 46-yard line. Third and eight, drops back to pass, looks over the middle, has a man wide open. That's Nikos Klinakis down inside the 25 as he's wrapped up, still moving forward, down to the 23, 24-yard line, and that's a third down conversion. A nice throw and catch from Lucas to Nikos Klinakis.
You just said that Shelby brought Jose on a blitz up through the middle. I don't know if we backed in zone or man-to-man, somebody didn't switch off, but he was wide open in the middle, and nice pitching catch.
Timeout on the field. We'll step away. 1:05 left to go here in the opening half. 24-6 our score. Collins on top. This is high school football on WXLN.
Are you suffering from low back pain? Have nagging pain in your neck? Is joint pain keeping you from doing the things that you enjoy? Are you dealing with tendonitis, arthritis, or plantar fasciitis? Are you preparing or recovering from joint surgery? If so, Max Performance Physical Therapy is the choice for you. Alice Creakey and her staff have been the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 14 years. At Max Performance, we realize that each patient is different and the same treatments are not for everyone. So a plan is put together that fits your needs. Whether you're an athlete, weekend enthusiast, working professional, or someone who's tired of living with pain, our highly trained staff and our state-of-the-art equipment will help make your recovery be as pleasant as possible so you can get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field, so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment at 647-0133. Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
First and 10, Lucas back to pass, looks for a man, has him. That's Nick Eads inside the 15. Fumble on the play, Devontae Chandler in the area, still on the ground. Rockets going to have picked it up, it looks like. Yes, they do. Shelby County picks up the turnover on first down, and boy, Tom, that's That's a big play in the big scheme, grand scheme of things for Shelby County, as Coach Lucas and that offense were really looking to go for the jugular here at the end of the first half.
They sure were. And, you know, Devontae, he saw six the other way, but trying to pick that up, and somebody hit him at the last second, and luckily Shelby was able to jump on the football.
Just under a minute to go, 54.9 seconds left. Shelby County has all three timeouts left. They send three wideouts here to the near side of the field. O'Hare in the gun, fumble on the play again, and Collins is going to have it right back. Are you kidding? Turnovers back-to-back here from Collins and Shelby County. And another botched handoff from Colin O'Hare. Fumbled down to the ground, and didn't see the number that picked it up, but Collins definitely recovers that inside the 20, so they'll have it at the 19-yard line with 50 seconds to go. So the Collins defense picks up the offense, gets the ball back here, and you got to think here that they're thinking about trying to put this one away. Lucas drops back to pass, has a man, it's Stucker wide open in the end zone, and that is a touchdown. No one in the area in the secondary, as all Stucker had to do was make sure to hang on to it, which he did, and that is a 19-yard touchdown pass complete for the Titan touchdown. 45 seconds still left here on the clock. Bates on for the extra point. Good snap, good hold, and the kick is good. We'll keep it here, 31-6. We're pretty close to the halftime break here, Tom. But, boy, I think when you look back here over this first half, it's not an ideal first half for what Coach Shipley had planned.
It did. We talked about it pregame. We talked about it during the game. That's three turnovers, two punts. You know, when you're in games like this, you count how many stops you got. Collins has stopped us five times. We've only been able to stop them two.
And the score, 31-6. As many points as Shelby County has given up in the first half so far this year. And they will get the kick here with under a minute to go. Still three timeouts, really benefit from some sort of a return, but most of the night Shelby County's had some sort of a high pop fly short kick from Bates.
You might say a traditional onside kick right here, right before halftime. Coach Lucas has him rolling, and he just soon keep it going.
Pop fly. Davis comes up to get it on the fair catch, and that didn't even get to the 40-yard line. Davis comes down with it at about the 42, actually now at the 41. And the Rocket offense comes back out, just under 46 seconds to go.
Shelby with three timeouts. Be interested to see if they try to get a little aggressive, a little creative. We got to do something.
Three wide receivers here to the near side. They'll throw a swing screen out here to Davis, trying to set up some room, some blocking. He's going to be chased down from behind. That is a great effort from defensive lineman Dane Kidwell on the tackle. Just shy of midfield at the 49-yard line.
That was a great effort by Kidwell. William was sort of cruising and waiting for the blocks, trying to pick him up, and defensive lineman rushed downfield and made that tackle from behind.
Clock still moving here, under 30 seconds to go. Ball at midfield. Shocked they didn't call a timeout to try to maybe get into some sort of field goal range, but they're going to give it to Keon Stone through the middle of the line. He's into Titans territory, down at the 41. Clock's going to stop here for moving the chains, but they still haven't stopped the clock. Boy, they ran time off the clock, and they may put some time back on. Pointing down at the clock to
Keon lost his helmet and stayed down for a little bit. I don't know what happened.
So Stone lost his helmet at the end of the play. Ball spotted at the 41-yard line. 12 seconds is on the clock, but the officials were waving for the clock to stop, we believe.
I don't think they ever did.
Oh, they did it. They weren't waving their hand, and that's what the clock keeper up here is, I think, saying as well. But I know, looking down here to Coach Shipley, they're looking at trying to put time back on the clock.
18 seconds.
And they do. They put 5 seconds back. Shelby County, did they have to burn a timeout also is the question on the injury timeout. And we'll wait and see here as both teams come back out. I think the clock, now we got another whistle and a timeout going to be taken officially by Shelby County, their first. So we'll step away here for a quick break. This is high school football on WXLN.
Kubota's Orange Opportunity Sales Event is going on now. Take on those big chores all around your property with a Kubota B-Series four-wheel drive tractor. They can handle anything from light construction and nursery work to chores around your property. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 84 months, plus great customer instant rebates and a six-year warranty. Now through October 31st, 2017, see us or go to KubotaUSA.com for more information. Stop in and see your Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales in Shelbyville. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
Shannon Funeral Service proudly underwrites Shelbyville's hometown Christian radio station, 93.3 WXLN. My name is John Shannon, and our firm is partnered with WXLN because as a locally owned funeral home, with most of our staff having grown up in Shelby County, we know the importance of being connected to your community. Our dedicated hometown staff is available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, for any of your funeral or cremation needs. You may visit our website at www.shannonfuneralhome.com. Call 633-1266.
First and 10, 18 seconds to go. Here's a pass on first down, complete to the near side. This is Jaron Edwards. It gets out of bounds, and they will stop the clock. A pass down inside the 30-yard line, 9.3 seconds left, as Edwards was able to get out of bounds on a screen to the near sideline. And a timeout going to be taken here again by Todd Shipley's sideline, and they want to try to figure out how to manage this last 9.3 seconds here, Thomas. We'll keep it here and talk a little strategy close to the halftime break. 9.3 seconds, ball spotted at the 29.
We've got basically two options. We've seen it before in this situation, hitting a quick out, trying to grab 5 yards, get out of bounds, set up for the field goal,
right,
so we can try to get something out of this.
All right.
Or take a shot for the end zone. Might try a little hitch and pitch. You might try anything right here. But the main thing is you are down here close to field goal range or field goal attempt range. It's not automatic for anybody from this distance. But it'd be interesting to see what we come out with.
Trying to see what that flag is doing up there above the scoreboard. Can't really necessarily see if Gayhart would have the wind at his back. Kind of hard to tell, but here we go. First and 10, 9 seconds to go. Shelby County tries to draw. Titans offside. Back to passes O'Hare. Looking down the field for Edwards. Has a man. No, it's tipped up and intercepted by Collins inside the five. They bring it back out over the 25-yard line. Edwards had a man kind of on his back, but no flag down near the goal line. And that will end the first half of play. 31-6 our score. Collins leads Shelby County. Be sure to stick around. This is high school football on WXLN.